Oh, we're on the air, Stephen. So the millionaire maker that you are, and welcome. I'm glad you're here today. So
yeah,
we missed you last week. Last week was a holiday. So I know I'm going to say it like this. I feel like that you are becoming, and you have a desire to inspire and help people. I know you have your company that you're a millionaire maker, and I respect that. But I also know that, things that you've learned while doing your own, being the CEO of your own business, the CEO movement. Mm-hmm. But I also know that you would like to help people, whatever passion that they have doing their business. So talk to us today about, by the way, guys who are listening now and will listen later, Stephen has got a great, 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 great story. So share with us. Tell us your humble beginnings, okay? Your mom's probably listening to it. She's like, yeah, sure. So go ahead.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Well, yeah, I kind of have a little bit of a story here. When I was a kid, my mom was always owning her own company, or sometimes she was making other people rich too, but not doing it by her means of her own company. But then when she started her own company, I started realizing that I wanted to be an entrepreneur, work for myself. Plus, especially as a kid, I didn't like anybody telling me what to do. But I mean, being able to see my mom work from home and then be able to go to like my sporting events and different things, like have time freedom, and also make better money than she was making for working for someone else. It was a lot of work, and being an entrepreneur, I've seen that, it was a lot of work. But I realized like I wanted to do that, and growing up, I always knew that I wanted to. I didn't know which way I wanted to go.
Right.
And I just kept going towards that general direction. But when I was a little bit younger, I ended up going to a military school, and I graduated with like a 3.5 from a military school in Missouri.
Wow.
And I was supposed to go into the military. Yeah. I was supposed to go into the military, but it didn't. Everything happens for a reason in your life. So I feel like it didn't happen for a reason, which probably is that I'm happier doing what I'm doing now and the way my life is going. But at the time, I kind of felt like that was where I should be. But everything, all the doors closed, and my mom was crying. You can't do this to me. You're my only son. And if she's listening, I know she's laughing. But so I didn't do the military deal. I took my ASVAB. I scored super high. Like, they wanted me to do naval intelligence and work on nuclear submarines. And I thought, hell yeah, I'm wanted somewhere. I feel like I'd fit in, for sure. And everything. But yeah, it didn't work out. So I started my own construction company when I was 18. When I got out of the military school, I started my own construction company with a buddy, and me and him were partners on it. But having a partner, it was a little hard. We were best friends since like 9 or 10. And but we started bumping heads when it was like different opinions on whether it was bidding or how we should do a job or whatever, so we started working separate, and then, then that's when, like, the big life change happened.
That is a cool way of putting it, by the way.
Yeah. Because I know you know my story, but for everybody mm-hmm. that doesn't, so, yeah, I was working my own company, and actually, I just got off work one day, and, there's a gang, because I live in Southern California, and there was a gang in my neighborhood, and they used to always try to jump me and stuff like that, like try to fight with me. Like, they'd have like 10 guys and it'd just be me. And I was driving down their street, and they came running at my car, and I had a couple friends with me, and one of them jumped out, and I was yelling at him to get back in my car, and he ran to go fight with the other people. So I got out of my car, and long story short, the guy that I was with, he ended up, doing some, he ended up stabbing one of the guys, you know, and it was horrible. And I didn't do anything, and I figured, you know, I didn't know the law or anything. And I figured, you know, well, I didn't do anything. I'm not going to get in trouble. But in the great state of California, if you're with somebody and they commit a crime and you don't call the cops and tell on them, then you're just as guilty for that crime, you know? So I ended up going to prison. I got sentenced to 8 years, and it changed my life, like, completely. You know, I didn't know how to, I'd never been in trouble or none of that, you know? So I didn't know what to do or how to act, and I just got thrown in a totally different environment and had to adapt, you know?
Wow.
But I got a chance to learn how to meditate, how to read books. Well, I knew how to read books, but like I started reading a lot of books. I've spent thousands and thousands of dollars on books. And that's where, actually, I think that's when I met you and we started talking, and
right.
I would tell you about different things that I was reading and, you know, all kinds of stuff that was going on. And it really opened my eyes to, like, how bad things are in a bunch of different areas. But it also opened my eyes to basically no matter how bad you think things are or how low they can get, it's all a state of mind, you know, and your mentality about it and what you do with what life throws you, you know. And what I did
right.
was I started taking legal classes. I got certified as a paralegal. I took advanced business and civil law, got certified for all that. I was, of course, always reading books, and I was working on my mind, body, and spirit. You know, I was meditating every day, working out every day. I was doing whatever I could to better myself for my future when I did get out, you know. And it was hard, and, you know, I mean, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, you know, but I on anybody, you know. And it's just something that happened, and I could have like taken it hard and let it destroy me and been like everybody else and, you know, go back and forth into jail and prisons and, you know, poor me and all that. But I didn't, you know, I got out, and luckily I have a great mom and support team, and they helped me. You know, I got a job from a friend when I got out, and then I met a awesome woman who I'm going to get married to here in September coming up. So we've been together 4 years now. And I went back to kind of what I knew with owning my own company. I worked for somebody at first, and then I started another construction company. And the construction company, some days I'd make like $1,500 in a day, but then it wasn't steady work, you know, so I'd lose the guys that were working for me, and it was kind of hard. And I was still getting used to Facebook and the internet, and, well, like, I knew the internet, but I didn't know, like, Facebook or social media or anything, because I didn't even know how to use a smartphone. When I got out of prison, they didn't have smartphones. I was still, like, flip phones were the cool thing, you know, and you couldn't even go on internet when, you know, so it was like, it was crazy, you know, I mean, doing that. And so, like, it was a big learning curve when I got out too, and being able to adjust to everything and doing what I needed to do to get off of the California parole was super important to me. And so I basically I was just trying to do whatever I could, but I knew I still wanted to own my own company. And then one day I was actually on Facebook, and I started working for the union as a carpenter. And it's a great job. I mean, you get paid, you know, I think the whole total package is about $80 an hour, including all your medical and dental and vision and all that. And then it's like 40 something an hour for pay. But it's not something that I can see myself doing like long term or anything. So I was on Facebook, and I found a great opportunity. I started realizing how much money people were making online, and, you know, like what the power of leveraging the internet and the amount of people that you can reach. And I did sales prior with my mom, and my mom's always been in sales. And so I looked into affiliate marketing, and I found this opportunity that day that is like an amazing opportunity that I've talked about on some of the other shows. But basically I jumped off with that, and it really changed my outlook even more on what's possible, what you can do, how you can make money. And I started shaping my future to the things that I've known that like forever that I want to do and what I enjoy. And it's given me the opportunity to take full advantage of my dreams and make my goals come true, you know, because that's the most important thing, you know, is being able to have a vision and make it come true, have the time freedom and the financial freedom to do that, you know. And I mean, I'm still working on all my goals. I mean, not all of them are accomplished, but not by far, you know, but being able to go from where I was to this is amazing. You know, anybody can do it. I mean, the hardest thing for me was just learning how to use, like, I didn't know how to use social media, anything, but, luckily with the opportunity, I mean, we have a great community and everybody's helping. And I didn't even tell any of my community about my past or anything. Cause I, you know, I was always kind of scared about like what other people will think or how they'll judge me. Like, oh, he's just, you know, he's been a criminal, or, you know, he's been in prison. Oh my gosh. You know, cause here's another funny story. When I got out, I put in some applications, cause I was a foreman for a construction company for a while. And, I put in some applications, before I decided to start my own company, and a company called me and they were like, hey, we looked over your resume and we want to hire you. You'll be a supervisor. We'll give you a company truck, an iPad. We'll give you a cell phone. We'll give you gas allowance, everything, you know. And the pay was really good. Everything was good. And he was going over the interview on the phone. And he's all, yeah, you're just going to have to come down to the office. But I got one more question. He's all, because we do a background check. So do you have any felonies or anything? And I was like, actually, yeah, I guess I'm not going to get this job after all, huh? He's all, no, it's okay. Yeah, no, we work with a lot of felons, and we can work with whatever felony it is. And he's all, just if you don't mind telling me, what was it, you know? And this is the first time I've told anybody that didn't know me about what happened in my past. And I told him, I was like, oh, well, you know, I went to prison for attempted murder. And he was like, oh,
wowzer.
My gosh. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for wasting your time. And then he hung up on me. And I was like,
oh, my gosh.
Holy crap. I was like, this is how people are going to react? I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, he was like, I had the job in the bag, you know? And I was like, oh, man. Like, it just made me realize, like, I was like, I don't know. It was just kind of like a shocker. Like I was like, man, I never want to tell anybody because, you know, people will just judge you, or like, you know, like that guy's reaction, like, oh my gosh, like he doesn't know the whole story. He doesn't know that, hey, I didn't actually do this, but yeah, I got convicted of a crime. I got convicted of a crime that I didn't do, but I was there, and the way that the law is, and I studied the law. So I know all the ins and outs.
Right.
I studied penal codes. I went over everything, you know. And I mean, it is what it is. I mean, in California, you know, they don't give like say you were there and somebody did some kind of assault. It's not like I'm drawing a blank right now, but you know how you're like an accomplice to whatever, like in other states, they don't do that. Or like, oh, you know, they give you like a lower charge. They give you the full charge in California. And that's the whole reason, like, it seems so bad, you know? I mean, if I looked at that and I didn't know anything about it, I'd be like, holy crap, you know? Like, you know, that's terrible.
I want to ask you one question. Can I ask you this? So, because you, and that great story, by the way, I was like, wow. And I've known you for some time. So you were at the wrong place at the wrong time. Your buddy got into a fight with a gang. Your buddy did.
Yeah.
And yet, because you were there and you didn't call the cops, right? you got in trouble, correct?
I went home and I told my mom.
He's known you for years, but I didn't realize that until recently. I said I've known you for a long time, but I didn't realize it when you told me that. I was like, huh. And I knew that there was mitigating circumstances, right? But I didn't realize it was that mitigating, that kind of thing. So wrong place, wrong time. But in there, you've got a lot of wisdom. But you studied and read the book. You also, you obviously didn't go on a Friday or Saturday night date. So you had a lot of time to work on yourself. You know?
Yeah. I got to know myself better too, you know, through meditation and being able to have time with myself, you know, not allowing other things. It'd be like a monk, you know, how they go and seclude themselves up on a mountaintop so they can, you know, have time to themselves to read and meditate and all that, you know. I kind of took it as the same thing, you know, and it really opened up my mind and allowed me to learn things that I thought, for one, I thought I'd never want to learn, and for two, to be more open to things that before I was never open to, you know. And I know it probably would sound weird, but I wouldn't change my past, you know, because of what it's done for me. And I can always say like, oh man, I wish I would have gone into the military, and I wish, you know, it would have never happened, because it wouldn't have, you know. But would I be the same person I am today? Would it have led me to working online? Would it have led me to, you know, I've got my hands in all kinds of different things, you know, to be able to make extra money, cryptocurrency and online marketing, advertising, account managers, you know. I don't think I'd be on the same road that I'm on right now, you know. So I wouldn't trade it for anything, and it's an experience. It's something that it's horrible, you know. I've seen and experienced things that were really, really horrible. But it gave me the viewpoint of being at my worst moment and knowing that I can get out of anything, you know. So able to do that, I don't see how, you know, because I hear a lot of times, like, I work with a lot of people, and I hear all the time, like, oh, I got it so bad, I got this, I got that, and a lot of them don't know my background. And I'm not saying mine's like, oh, I've been in the worst position, so yours doesn't matter, you know. I'm not saying that at all. But things can always get worse, you know, and people, I don't think people look outside the box enough to be able to realize that, yeah, things are bad, but without having things bad, it's not going to make you better, you know. Without having problems, you can't come up with a solution, you know. Without having hardships, you can't be refined, you know. It's like gold, you know, you refine it in the fire. Well, without going through those fires, you're not going to refine yourself to the better you, you know. You're not going to be that person without having those hardships. So when you have those hardships, you need to look at them and just say, F you hardships, and push through it, you know. So that was my mentality. And before, I mean, even when I first got arrested and went through the worst part of my life, I guess I should say, like I was hard on myself, and I was down, like I was really down, you know. And then I don't know what happened, but I changed my mind, and I just started like, you know what, it is what it is. I can't do it. I can't get out of it. I can't change it. So all I can change is myself, you know. And so I changed myself and adapted to my circumstances, and that was the best thing ever, you know. So, but now I have an awesome fiance, and we're planning our future. We're going to, you know, go out to Colorado. We live in California. Everybody wants to come to California. We live near the beach, and everybody would probably be like, oh man, I'd do anything to live near the beach, right? But we're trying to get away from it. We want to go live in the country. Yeah. That's more our style, you know. But what's cool is that having like jobs on the internet, or having free time, like not being strapped down to any one job, or like, place where you have to go and clock in every day, in and out, you know. Being able to make alternative incomes, it gives you that ability. You know, if you want to move to Colorado, Texas, you know, Arizona or Alaska, it doesn't matter. You know, as long as you have internet, you can still make money. And being able to have that freedom is priceless, you know.
Listen, I'm listening to you talk, and you're right. Being able to have that freedom is amazing. So you guys are, I take it for granted. I get that. But you guys are really, well, you are, like, you're your own Cinderella, right? You got out, you created a great life, you married the beautiful princess, and so on. So you do, you're making money investing, right? You're making money with your CEO movement, Enagic.
Yep.
And, you know, so your goal is to be independently wealthy. And, Stephen, you said something, man, it's like jerked at the strings of my heart. I know people that are listening now or later. You said, I had to go through the fire, and I went through the fire. I worked on myself. I couldn't change certain things on the outside. The only thing you could change was you on the inside, right? So,
yeah.
Great. Wow. You know, I hope your mom and your fiance are, I'm sure Crystal's listening in too as well, but I hope everybody is going to hear that. And what's your goal? Do you want to build your own house out in Colorado and live there with all the animals and the people? Well, there's not a lot of people there, right? and work on the internet, because the internet doesn't know any time or space. It just knows. That's amazing. So what do you see yourself? And you're a motivational speaker. So you're out there doing some speaking engagements where not only, you know, what you do, but to help others, whatever they want to do, be the best version of themselves. Because you come from some a great family, you know. But you had a harsh, you had a challenging time, and you came through that. So you said something, when people say, oh, I'm having a bad day, I can't get it done, you're like, hey, I'll talk to you about not getting it done, right? Or you say, hey, if I can do it, anybody can, right? Cool.
Yeah, it's just the state of mind, and I understand, because whenever stuff pops up that's hard to deal with, I think it's just a natural reaction to immediately be like, you know, screw it, and have a bad attitude. But if you can pull yourself out of it, the sooner you pull yourself out of it, the sooner it's going to go away. Or if it can't go away, the sooner you're going to be okay with what it is, and you're going to adapt and make it into something, you know. And that's one of the biggest things I see. But with my future, I am very focused on Enagic, and part of it is because of the compensation plan that the company has for all of their distributors. And that's what I am. I'm a distributor for Enagic. And the compensation plan, people are working this, you know, 5 to 8 years and gaining, there's a rank within the company that you get $5,000 a month. No matter if you do anything or you don't do anything, it doesn't matter. You get $5,000 a month for the rest of your life. You can hand your distributor license down to a kid, a sibling, you know, and they still pay the $5,000 a month, you know, for your life. So it's a great retirement plan, and it also goes up from there. Like, if you continue working the company, the next step is $10,000 a month, $15,000 a month. I think one of the guys that I work with, I think he's either at the $10,000 or he just hit the $15,000 a month. But he's making insane money, and he's been doing it for 8 years. And it's super new online. The company's been around for 40 years, but they just started doing online marketing 8 years ago. He's actually the one that started the online marketing. His name's Balazs. His story is really powerful too, you know. That's a whole nother session. But yeah, my main focus is Enagic because of what I know it will bring me. I'm moving up the ranks. That'll come soon, probably in the next couple of years. And you can work 30, 40 years at a job and get a pension that I know the union, the the Carpenters Union was, I think after working 30 years, you get $3,000 a month. I mean, I could work 5 years or 8 years and attain $5,000 to $10,000 a month, you know, and have my freedom. So why would I not do that? Right. So that's my main focus. And after that, I mean, I do cryptocurrency, and I'm getting into margin trading and some other avenues with that, which is super profitable. It's actually, I believe it's going to be the future of all payment systems, and everything's going to go digital, just like everything's gone digital.
I agree with you on that.
You know, and yeah, and I think getting into a few different areas is extremely good, because if one's not paying you one month, the other ones will pick you up, you know, and you need several streams of income. So being open-minded, especially having a good long-term one like an AGIC, I feel is like perfect for me. But yeah, being able to work at whatever it is, you know, we also have, like, with our community, we have a training program to train people to work online, and it's separate from an AGIC. Although everybody in our community, their main focus is an AGIC, I mean, taking the training courses can apply to anything. Whatever people are doing online, the training courses could apply to that. And they're great training courses. Facebook, Instagram are the main focuses. But it basically will teach people how to leverage the internet. And I'm an advisor within the group. So if people were to get in, I mean, they'd have the opportunity to work one-on-one, you know, with me or any of our team, you know, but that's what's cool about it, is that like I said, like, I didn't know anything about smartphone, didn't know anything about Facebook, nothing. And I got into it, and I was trained like on everything. And now I'm helping other people that maybe they've grown, you know, they've probably all grown into it since Facebook came out, Instagram came out, you know, all kinds of different things came out, but I'm able to help them and give them insight into what to do and what not to do, you know? And then if I don't know something, there's somebody in the community that does, and I help lead them to the right person to talk to in whatever area or whatever struggle they're going through with their company. So, yeah, that's the main goal, and to get to Colorado. It's coming soon, probably next year, I think, you know. But
yeah, I think that's wonderful, the story that you're sharing. I mean, it's Stephen, what a great story. And your mom, I know she's in the background helping you and doing some things. Your sweetheart, your fiance, is doing that. You've got some great mentors, and you are a mentor yourself. How good is that? And it's great. So do you have, you don't live with regrets, you live with future. Right? Living in the now, preparing for the future. Right.
You can't regret anything, but I don't like to regret anything, but I mean, you do need to look back at the past and see what mistakes you've done so that you can not do them in the future, of course, you know? I mean, some people, they just take them hard, but if you just use them as a jumping stone to the next level, you know, and be able to know what not to do. Now you're more experienced. You're more experienced than somebody that hasn't gone through those mistakes or those hardships, you know?
Right.
So the more you're experienced, I would just say you can't be scared to do things because of not knowing enough about it. Like, you can consume and consume and consume, but you're never going to fully feel comfortable unless you actually try to do something, you know? And if you're not trying to do something, you're never going to do it. Like you can consume for hours and hours and hours, and I've done that, you know? And I had somebody tell me, like, dude, you have to jump out of your comfort zone, and you got to do things that you're not comfortable with, things that other people aren't doing. That's what's going to make you money. That's what's going to make you different, you know? And it seems like such a simple thing, but it's so true. It's like, what are people not doing? You know, do those things. Do things to experience. Like, I'm not saying like bad things or anything, but like, do things in a different way and see if they work or they don't work. And everybody's different. So some things might work for you that don't work for other people, and vice versa. But if you make a mistake, don't be hard. Like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have done it. Well, no, you did it. And now you know why. Now you have the experience and the knowledge about it, and then the wisdom of it is not doing it again, of course, you know. So you just got to, yeah, experience different things, you know, and work towards your goal. And don't take the setbacks as a set. Don't make them a setback, you know. So,
right. No, I know. It's learning curve. So how do people reach you, Stephen? So we're going to have you on next Sunday. Great show, by the way. Great show. But tell everyone how they reach you.
You can reach out to me on Instagram. It's Steven, Steven, Judd, Judd, underscore CEO. Or on, I got the same name for my Facebook business page, or just Steven Judd on Facebook. I'm not sure. I mean, there's probably other Steven Judds, but I think the best one would be my Instagram. So,
Yeah,
if anybody wants to reach out or has any questions about training or anything they're going through, feel free to reach out to me and DM me on Instagram.
Yeah, or you want to know about his company that he's the CEO of. So anyway, that's great, Stephen. Thank you so much. You remind me of Grant Cardone a little bit, because he does something on Friday night of talking about investing, and he has people that he's helping to make millionaires. And you're a big fan of Grant Cardone. You should see it. It's Grant Cardone TV.
Yeah.
What is it? Get in the Zone with Cardone. I love him. Anyway, you're the next one coming up. All right, everybody, take care and have a great now. And Stephen will be on next Sunday. All right, 3:30 East Coast, 2:30 Central, and 1:30 Mountain, and of course Pacific, where he's living over there in California, 12:30 California time. All right, everybody, have a great now. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Thanks.